At headquarters live in downtown Salisbury, it was a night to celebrate for Mayor-elect Jake Day, who swept into office unopposed. The major change in the city council as a result of the five separate council districts. Up on the stage, Day hailed this as a new beginning.
You better believe this is going to be the capital of the Eastern Shore. Are you ready?
Ever since Day came onto the council 2 years ago and captured the presidency, the contentiousness of the past seemed to disappear. And Day says he sees his mission and that of the new council members to continue in that mode.
You think about it. It's not six elected officials. It's two branches of government. We have two branches of government. We're a strong mayor city with a separate executive branch, and we have to learn to work together and function together well. And I intend to do that.
Day said the first order of business will be to set some goals for the city. He is replacing Jim Ireton, who won a seat in District 4 against Roger Mazzullo by 56% to 42%, according to the unofficial tally last night. Ireton celebrated his victory at Brody Joe's, just down the street from Headquarters Live, where most of the other candidates had gathered.
The people who send me to sit at the city council level know that I'm going to be a champion for working people, for the elderly that have retired here, and for our downtown, all of those things. So it was a great night for our neighborhoods.
Ireton made the neighborhoods and rentals a major issue during his tenure as mayor, and he vowed to continue that fight.
If the new council leadership, and I don't know who that's going to be, isn't going to put things on the agenda like non-conforming uses, isn't going to put the things on the agenda like overcrowding and 4-2 and 4-3, back to 4-4, I'm going to be watching for that.
While Day dismissed Ireton's proposal for rent control on certain homes in the city, he vowed to bring down the number of rentals in Salisbury.
66% of this city being this city's single family homes being rentals and not owner occupied is unacceptable to me. I want to reduce that to the national average, which is about 50-50 for cities. So we are far above where we need to be, and I intend to drop that. I'm going to work every day to drop that number. So there are going to be landlords who are going to hear that or are not going to love that, but that's okay. That's what we're going to do. There are also going to be plenty of landlords who are going to hear that and say, I agree.
In District 2, Mayor Botta finally won a seat in local government, having made bids for positions on the city and county councils. Unofficial results put him at 58%, compared to his nearest rival, Marvin Ames, at 21%.
I mean, it's like, wow. It's because it's been a lot of hard work for many years, and it's incredible. So I'm just excited to be able to serve and represent my district.
Botta, who is white, now represents the second minority-majority district that reaches into the Church Street neighborhood. But he says he brings his own poor background to the table as he addresses the issues in his district.
And I think poverty goes beyond racial divide. It's like cancer. Cancer knows no race. And I think poverty is the same way. And I've been there, so I think that helps.
In District 3, Jack Heath, who was appointed to the council, won a seat in his own right, beating back fellow council member Tim Spees by an unofficial vote of 54% to 29%.
I think people appreciate the fact that I'm a consensus builder and a thinker. I don't react too quickly to things, and I tend to remain calm during tough times. And that's probably the main reason, I think.
He said he was pleased with the new people on the council.
I think, like I said, we have some good candidates. And bringing new people in sometimes can be a disruption, but other times you have to look at it positively, fresh ideas and things. I'm sorry that Cheney didn't get in. She's done a great job on the council.
For District 1, the other minority-majority district, incumbent Cheney Shields found herself behind April Jackson by an unofficial vote of 48% to 41% after serving more than 10 years on the council. She found herself, though, reflective about the outcome.
I'm happy. I'm contented. And I will continue to work and make the council accountable for what they do and work on projects and as I've always done. And that's how I'm going to leave it.
Finally, there was Councilmember Laura Mitchell, who ran unopposed in District 5. She said that even though the council members have been elected to represent separate districts, she hopes they will see themselves as representing all of Salisbury.
I don't, at least, think about it according to those crazy boundaries that we have. I look at it as citywide. I always have. And there are a lot of things that we need, because if you're only as strong as your weakest link. And I think that we have to make sure that every neighborhood and every part of our city is strong.
With the preliminary results in, it appears that the city of Salisbury is about to move into yet another new era. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.